going to be on a Saturday at 2 p.m. So, it's my delight to welcome Trina Vega back to Many Rivers Books and Tea for her third appearance, I think. I believe that's right. She is a Native American healer who practices many diverse forms of healing, of which angel healing is one, and I guess that is the subject for this evening. She seeks higher guidance for each individual who comes to her. And so we are so happy to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's always thank you. Thank you. Let's see. For the short people, this is like picture. You're right. Good evening, everybody, and it's a pleasure for those that have the familiar faces and for the new faces. That is wonderful. I'm here tonight to give messages from Archangel Michael. And I have been certified by Doreen Virtue, but I've also seen angels since I was about 18 months old. It was the first time that I remember seeing them. I've been very linked to angels since then. So I'm going to take you through in a minute. And I'm sorry, I am Trina Vega, but also I always introduce myself also as La Chicolet is my native name, and that means white moon in my language in Pomo. So this evening I'm gonna take you through a meditation to be able to help vacuum out all cords, hurt, depression. During guidance from Archangel Michael, there's five people here that have a significant block that will have a significant release. Not that everybody will not have some, but there's five individuals and kind of have a link together of the same old hurt issues that's come from childhood and that hasn't been fully released. And Archangel Michael is known as the most powerful angel of all the archangels. He has the illusion of a sword, but it's just it's white light. Doreen Virtue has all beautiful cards out, so this is the deck that I'm going to use to pull any messages from anybody that would like a message and also those that I'm guided to give a message to. We always have free will, so if I'm guided to give a message to somebody, you have the free will to say no, not at this time. Not everybody likes a message given out in the open. Some people like it more intimately done, and that's fine because the angels are always here for us, but we do have free will. So the angels will not intervene on your behalf unless you ask, unless it is a complete emergency that's happening. It could be an accident and you would be going before your time, then they do intervene without you asking. But sometimes it's just so simple as just asking the angels for assistance, because sometimes we just forget how easy it can be. Does anybody have any questions at this point to Archangel Michael? Okay, so then what I'm going to do is, first of all, I begin each time that I come here. For our native side, you always bring a gift wherever you invited. And this time, Amba, this is for you from Archangel Michael. So I wanted to present you that. And it's because of all the joy that when people walk through that door that you give.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I appreciate you as well as Many Rivers. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to take you, the first thing is through the meditation, because it does take a good 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I just want you to be comfortable, preferably without your legs crossed, unless it's, you know, something that you're more comfortable that way, it's fine. Placed feet down where I can't reach them, but down on the floor. Hands, you know, comfortably on your lap. Really comfortable. Kind of give yourself a little stretch so you can just get into that comfort zone. And come on in, welcome.
Thank you.
Just wait until they get seated. Comfortable. Hi.
Hi.
Just about ready to do a little meditation. And I do ask everybody make sure that they check with cell phones, especially when you're doing healings. I know I remember to make sure I left mine in the car, just so it doesn't go off when we're trying to do a meditation. Okay, are we ready? Comfy? Deep breath. So when I ask to take a breath, it's always a deep breath through the nose. And you're pulling up the energy from Earth Mother. And as you release, you're releasing it back. Earth Mother from heavens above back to Earth Mother. Those are the breaths. So when I say take a deep breath, it's that deep breath and releasing it through your mouth. And really feeling the relaxation into each breath as you exhale. So with that, we're going to get started. I ask that you close your eyes, just feel comfortable, take a deep breath in, hold it, one, two, three, release. Really feeling relaxed in your body, just knowing that the angels are guiding, Archangel Michael is here to assist us this evening. And just feeling that joy within our heart. Another deep breath in. And exhale. Really feeling in your body. Really feeling just your feet planted and your roots growing down into Earth Mother. And just feeling really comfortable and joyful that the angels are here to assist. Archangel Michael is leading. Another deep breath in. And exhale. Really feeling comfortable. Just feeling good about the day. Feeling your head relaxed. Your facial muscles. Your neck. Your shoulders. Your left arm. Your right arm. Your chest. Stomach, all the way down the left leg, all the way down the right leg, really feeling just comfortable in your own body. Deep breath in, and exhale. On this next breath in, when you exhale, I want to hear the, deep breath in and exhale. Natural sound that your heart likes to hear, and we do it so automatically sometimes without even thinking. Just relaxing that heart, just feeling the joy. One more deep breath in and hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. On the count of three, exhale. One, two, three. Excellent release. Excellent, excellent. And this time in, when you bring the breath in, I want you to feel, see, imagine, or just know that it's Archangel Michael's deep blue energy that you're going to breathe in, and it's going to go exactly where it needs to go. So on the count of three, deep breath in and imagine that beautiful blue, royal blue, just energy, just filling your body. One, two, three. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Just feeling that beautiful blue healing energy going where it's most needed at this time. On the count of three, one, two, three. Exhale. Excellent. Very good. Very good. Archangel Michael commends you for just the release of just being linked with Archangel Michael and the archangels. Deep breath in and exhale. Really feeling yourself in your body. Imagining, feeling, or seeing yourself on the top of this building and just looking around. Just observing everything. Hearing the cars, if there's any noise that is distracting. I want you to just release that noise. Let it go. Only hear what's most needed for you at this time. Another deep breath in. And exhale. Feeling yourself elevate, going a little higher and higher and higher. With the assistance of the angels, Archangel Michael guiding you. Feeling safe for the messages that you're going to receive. One more deep breath in. And exhale. Just really feeling yourself in a joyful place and just elevating higher and spiraling with angels surrounding you and Archangel Michael guiding you. And now that you're in what I call in just that realm, just outside of your body and up above with angels, wherever you imagine yourself to be is exactly the right place for you. I want you to take a look to the left, and Archangel Michael is there. And by looking there, if you don't feel that you, it's whatever clair you have, knowing, feeling, if you could see Archangel Michael, if not, you just know he's there. And reach out your hands to Archangel Michael, and he's going to take your hands. Knowing that Archangel Michael is so powerful, he can be with everybody simultaneously. Small breath in. And exhale. And I want you just to take a look at Archangel Michael. And I want you to tell Archangel Michael what you would like to release tonight. And I'm going to give you a good 30 seconds of silence so you could just allow that conversation to take place. Wonderful. Another small breath in. And exhale. And with Archangel Michael, he has this beautiful, beautiful covered book. And know, feel, see that your name is on that book. There may be several names. There may be names from not only this lifetime, but any other lifetime. But knowing that that book that Archangel Michael has of yours, it has all the divine guidance and life purpose in this book. Now I would like you to open the cover of this book. And this is a nice, beautiful, blue energy that surrounds this book. And the opening of this book is right on the day that you were born on this lifetime. This lifetime. And I want you to see the date of your birth. And because you're just so new, I want you to be able to read what is your life purpose that you have down on that book. Title's right there, the life purpose of this lifetime, with your name. I want you to breathe that in. And exhale. Just allowing it to be so. Regardless if that's not exactly where you are right now, do not judge it. Just reading it. It may not be that divine time. And it may be that that's the exact life that you're living right now. Do not judge it. Just seeing the swirling blue energy around that, we're going to take you to the next phase in life. We're going to take you from newborn to preschool, about 4 years old. I want you to see yourself as 4 years old. How's your heart feeling? Joyful? Happy? Maybe not so happy, depending on where you are and what's happening around you. Just be an observant, because I am being guided by Archangel Michael to allow me when is I need to stop, what age is that I need to stop. 4 years old. Deep breath in. And exhale. Just making note of what you felt like at 4 years old. We're going to turn another page. The next page. 12 years old. Just as you're going through change with body, with how your body looks, how you're feeling from childhood to young teenager. See how your heart is feeling right now with the guidance of Archangel Michael. Has there been any hurt? Anything that would allow blocks to be at this precious time of your life at 12 years old? If there's anything, just make a mental note of it. You will remember exactly what you need to remember. Deep breath in and exhale. Now we're going to turn another page. This time, it's the birthday of your 21st birthday. 21 years old. Just becoming a full adult. Just feeling the energy around you. How's your heart feeling? Do you see any blockages in that time from birth to 21? Is there anything that you need to make mental notes that we are going to release by the vacuuming with Archangel Michael? Feel that heart. Feel, do you have any hurt from maybe a first love? Mother, father, any kind of hurt that you may be carrying at this young age? Just make a mental note. Excellent. Really good. Another deep breath in. And exhale. I want you now to open the page to today, present day, present day. Think of this morning when you woke up. Did you have a good morning? Did you have some room to improve that morning? So from all the way from 21 to present day, Now I want you to look at your heart right now. What is it holding? Is there any blockages that you see that's holding you back from being everything in that beautiful book to be able to be on that path that was your life purpose with Archangel Michael? Do you see any blocks? Do you see any anger? Anger that you might want to release from birth to now. You may be working on it already, but there may be some that's just there, just the residue of anger that no longer serves you. Because we could be angry at an issue, but you don't have to hold on to the anger in your body and your heart. So we looked at anger. Now look at hurt. Were you hurt by somebody mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually? Do you have hurt that you're holding within that heart chakra? And remember, by releasing this tonight, you may not have to totally forgive the person, but forgive yourself from holding on to it. It no longer serves you. You could release it. It's time to release. Now we're going to look within our heart and see, is there any sorrow of a past loved one, a past love in our life? Sorrow. Somebody that may have left your life and you were not ready for that breakup. Past loved one. Past pet or animal. Anything that would have you holding on to sorrow. Take a deep breath in. And release. Excellent. Excellent. In a moment, we're going to be doing some more really vacuuming through that. Right now, we're just observing. We're observing and allowing that blue, beautiful energy from Archangel Michael to be present within their body that we invited in for the healing. How about judgment? Look in your heart. Do you see judgment? Judgment of others? How about judgment of yourself? Worthiness. Judgment. Expecting so much for yourself, you never give yourself the opportunity to feel the joy of who you are and all that you have accomplished. Judgment of acceptance of yourself, your body, who you are, everything, full acceptance. See if there's any blockages within that of not fully loving the person who you are. Deep breath in and exhale. Now I want you just to see if there's any other thing in the heart chakra, in that heart, that no longer serves you. Regardless if it's anything that we haven't said. Do you see anything that no longer serves you in present day? You may be confused. It could be something that you feel that you haven't experienced. It could come back from a lifetime before this. So if you're having some thoughts or feelings or visions of seeing something that didn't happen in this lifetime, that's okay. Hold it there. Make that mental note for release. It may be from another lifetime. Take a deep breath in and hold it on the count of three. One, two, 3. Excellent. Archangel Michael commends everybody here. He just sees what a wonderful job, that you're just ready to release what no longer serves you. So at this time, we're going to ask for Archangel's assistance, Archangel Michael's assistance. And I want you just to kind of roll your shoulders where it's comfortable for you a couple times, just getting your body ready. Another deep breath in and then exhale. Just really feeling comfortable. Now I want you to either just know, feel, see Archangel Michael with a powerful sword, which is that white light. He holds it now above your crown chakra. And he places it so gently on your crown chakra. And when I count to 3, Archangel Michael is going to turn on that vacuum. And it's going to slowly, not as you imagine a vacuum that you would use in your home where it just sucks it up so strong and harsh, but this one is more gentle. And he's working with the blue energy and gently having all that no longer serves you coming up and up and up and through your crown chakra. And you do not even need to know where this is going at this time. Archangel Michael is assisting. Allow him. So I'm going to count to 3. 1, 2, 3. Deep breath in. Exhale. Really feeling. You don't have to even see what it is. You don't have to know what it is. Just feeling slowly and gently the energy with the blue energy. And some things may be trying to work itself out. It may not come really easily. If you feel that, then on your own, take a deep breath in and release it. As I'm talking, on your own accord, if you feel that there's anything that seems to be stuck or a little difficult in releasing, as it's just moving up slowly, just beautifully, as you would see just smoke coming up, just slow and gentle. And it may be stopping in certain places. Don't judge that. Just allow it. Feel it working up higher and higher. Really cleansing around the heart, surrounding your heart with that beautiful, bright, blue blood, red energy. And as it's coming and swirling up to your throat chakra, that you allow it, any unsaid words that you've been holding in, any healing to any words that you have said and felt regret or felt that you shouldn't have said them because maybe you hurt somebody. Allow all that to leave gently, easily, and effortlessly. Deep breath in and exhale. And as that you're hearing the just imagine everything opening up, going slowly and gently out of the crown chakra. Knowing that you have Archangel Michael guiding you, he would never allow your heart, your chakra of your crown to open too fast or to be stuck with any of this. That he has his powerful white light easily and effortlessly with each and every one of us simultaneously assisting. On the count of 3, on this time, you're going to now just see it, just the last parts exiting, and it'll slowly, you'll just feel it starting to become slower and slower until the energy stops. So on the count of three, I want you to just ask that anything that hasn't left your body, do so at this time, easily and effortlessly, with the assistance of Archangel Michael. Count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And exhale. Hands on your legs or in your lap. Just feeling the joy that you released. Now what you're going to feel is Archangel Michael is going to place and touch. You may feel, know, see, or even hear. He's going to touch that beautiful white light on the top of your crown chakra. On the count of three, he's going to turn that white light and have it go through your body. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And exhale. Wonderful job. Excellent. The white light is now entering your body, and it's filling any spots that you have emptied out. For we do not want to have voids. Spots with nothing in it. Beautiful white light of Archangel Michael, God, Buddha, whoever you choose to call the creator, whatever that it is the name, is appropriate to you, is excellent. And as this white light is filling any spots that released, we're filling those spots. Archangel Michael, with assistance, God and the angels, just filling all those spots of release. And on this breath in, as you take a deep breath in, I want you to imagine that that white light is just sealing everything that it needs to seal. And when you exhale, any gray energy that may be residue of what's left in there is what you're going to exhale. And just really feel your body, for those that can, when you take this breath in to seal with the white light, I want you to sit straighter and just really feel your body with it. And when you exhale, I want you to feel your body go limp as you're just exhaling anything. And however feels right for you, you could bend all the way down, or you could just exhale, knowing that Mother Earth will take in this energy and cleanse it. So on the count of three, we're going to take the big, deep breath in of the white light that's just going to seal everything. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And hold it, hold it, hold it. And on the count of three, we're going to exhale the gray energy or whatever is no longer needed. One, two, three. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Another small breath in, just how you are. And exhale again. Just feeling pretty limp. Joyful. Now you can straighten up in a relaxed mode. Just feeling so good and so proud of yourself, of the release, and that you're allowing Archangel Michael to assist you in vacuuming what no longer serves you. And as we have our eyes closed, I am going to give some messages to what I'm hearing right now. There's a person here, and you do not have to state after if you'd like to recognize that that sounds like me or get further guidance on it. I'd be more than happy to do that. But there's a person here that just recently has a deep loss, and it's of a loved one. And just know that Archangel Michael really placed extra energy in there to assist you with that process of healing. There's five individuals here that have gone through deep transformation this year already. In 2011, this special, special year. Deep transformation of really releasing what no longer serves. Placing some extra energy in your heart for that. Archangel Michael gives me the message that there's one person here, a female, that has gone through just so many changes that feels like there's so many losses happening. And just to know that within the next 30 days you're going to see a big shift of energy, and just keep holding on and keep moving forward. Okay, at this time, I want you to look up and look back to the left. Look up with your eyes closed, inside. Look to the left. You're going to relink with Archangel Michael. Hold out your hands. Feel Archangel Michael holding your hands. That beautiful energy around Archangel Michael and yourself. And I would like you to, I'm going to go silence again for a good 20 seconds. So you can give gratitude for Archangel Michael. Gratitude for assisting in this release, this powerful release. At this time, I'm going to allow the gratitude. Wonderful. Deep breath in and exhale. Roll your shoulders a little bit, move your feet, and slowly, gently open your eyes. Does anybody have any questions on just what they released? If they need any clarification, you may see something, you may have felt something, anything that would be confusion that you might not understand. Archangel Michael has a message for you with that beautiful yellow green shirt. Would you like the message? Yeah. The person that's around, or you're asking, or the first person that comes to mind is really trustworthy around you, and there has been some issues in the past with trust. And Archangel Michael is commending you for the changes that you have gone through, and really commending you on really beginning to really, really stand in your own power. And not to hold any judgment on yourself, because you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. Do you have any questions on that? Any questions? Okay. Energy is moving right over. This beautiful, lovely lady with the green, with her eyes closed, I believe.
There's a message for you. Would you like the message from Archangel Michael? Go forward fearlessly. So Archangel Michael is showing and commending you, actually, for not allowing fear to be around you, and really commends you on all the joy that you carry within your heart, that you're able to look at things and find the humor and know that everything is divinely guided, and what may seem like an obstacle is just something that you need to get through to be able to completely stay on your path. But again, goes back to the fear. You've contracted with a pretty good sized contract this lifetime, and just keep moving forward. There's really nothing at this time that's holding you back. So don't allow yourself to get in the way. That's it. With the beautiful light blue, Archangel Michael, and with Archangel Michael is Archangel Haniel, which has whitish blue energy around her. Would you like the message? The message comes through first from Archangel Haniel. And it's about taking care of yourself and allowing yourself to be first. And she said, she continues to tell you this, and sometimes you don't listen, but really remember to place yourself there and really start seeing. Haniel works with moon cycles, with women, the feminine side. Do you journal?
I have, but I don't right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Many Rivers has awesome journals here. I always buy one.
Okay.
And I want you really to pay attention and write down for at least one full month. And then go back and then relate it to the moon, because your cycles with the moon is very powerful in certain times, and there's times that you don't sleep very much.
Right.
And it's because you don't need to, instead of saying, gosh, why am I not sleeping, and feeling frustrated like you're not. But when you link to that energy of the moon cycles, you won't need to on certain times of the month, and you'll see them as you journal. It's very important that you do that.
Journal at the level of just what I'm feeling?
Yes,
on
exactly.
On a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't put judgment into it. And just sit and just allow whatever. If you mm-hmm. sit there and go, I don't know, and just keep writing that, something will come through. It'll come through. And maybe you'll see that on certain times of the month, you're just getting, I don't know, I don't want to do this, but you'll also see some powerful messages that you've been receiving in regards to moon cycles with Archangel Haniel, that Archangel Michael brought right with him to give you that message. You're Archangel Michael has a message for you. Would you like it?
Yes.
Guarded and protected. So you're a protector. But what Archangel Michael would like to tell you is how protected you are with the angels and Archangel Michael himself. There's been times in your life that you really needed that protection around you, and they've never left your side. But sometimes you don't just ask for extra protection. You try to do it all yourself. And just know that you can get some assistance and keep yourself in a softer place sometimes. That with the assistance of the angels, sometimes we just forget to simply say,
boy, I need some help with energy or just something that you may want to get done and you haven't, but also just around yourself, your energy, because Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael brings really deep emerald green energy, like your shirt. That energy, when you're feeling stressed or you're feeling like you're holding things that is too heavy for you to hold, wear that color. Because just having that color around you will assist you. And breathe it in. Breathe it in. That color green and breathing in like just that really fresh grass green. And they said to ask you why you haven't been out on the earth, on the grass, on the green, that's been guided for you to take some time and just quiet your mind. Your mind tends to be just working. And so take time for yourself. Do you meditate? That might be something you might want to look to trying. And you know, sometimes it's hard or we feel like we don't have time, but we all have time. I know Wayne Dyer said that in Hawaii, which he lives, he says that he'll even take, when there's a red light, he said, I'll even close my eyes for 30 seconds and just feel like, what messages do I have? He said, somebody will always kindly remind you when it's time to go. Don't worry. Do you have any message? Do you have any questions in regards to that message?
No, I can see the connection.
Okay, good. You're welcome. At this time, if you would like a message, I will be taking about 6 messages, and you can raise your hand. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like a message.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a particular question that you would like to ask, or would you like the message most needed for you?
Most needed.
Okay. And may I get your first name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Okay. Decide to be happy now. Right now. You've overcome a few obstacles, some big ones, a couple real big ones, that seems. And sometimes you tend to say things and not really realize the words of how important positive. So I always use the example of saying when, say, you wake up and you're late and you want to get somewhere and then you walk, can't find your keys, and then that all verbiage that we tend to say is like, oh, what else can happen? Be careful with those because you don't want the angels looking down and say, oh, my dear, you want something else. So just be careful with those when you hear yourself. And if you hear yourself say that, correct it. You know, just play over it. So if I, you know, say, what else could happen? I'm like, no, thank you. I've had enough. That's good. That's enough. No more. That's it. Thank you, angels. Come help me. I need no more. Let's clear it. Also, Doreen Virtue, for those of you that know Doreen Virtue through books or meeting her, probably the angel, international angel practitioner, she has this cancel, clear, and delete. And by doing that, you just push away. So if it's a thought, if it's a person, if it's something that got you angry, you know, just take a deep breath in. And after a while, you don't even have to think it. You just do that, and it just kind of brushes it and sweeps it away from you. Things have turned for you.
Thank you.
It has turned.
Yeah.
And you've seen it.
Yeah.
Trust in it now.
Yeah.
Trust in it. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a question? Yes.
Hi, it's good.
High school. Okay. May I have your first name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine? Lorraine, thank you.
High school or what I need to hear now.
Okay. You and your loved ones are safe. And Archangel Michael is actually putting, of what I see, and you know, it's this color, that it's the exact color that you're wearing, that turquoise. That is very powerful for you, that color. And he's placing that within you, within your heart chakra. And also, you're very guided to take anything that no longer serves you at any time to the ocean. You've got a lot of ocean energy, Grandmother Ocean energy. And you're very linked to Grandmother Ocean. And you've lived actually a full lifetime as a native person. So you really want to keep that link because that energy is within you. And the ocean is really calls you. Really calls you. Okay. Twenty-one days from today, and then 180 days today. Mark those on your calendar. Don't have to place judgment or even have to think what's going to happen. Just journal on those 2 days because you're going to see a significance there. Something really good. I mean, it's not like you don't have good around you now. Something even better is just coming right towards you, and don't allow the obstacles to get in the way for you. Mm-hmm. Very powerful healer. You don't always stand in that power. Ground yourself. Keep yourself. You are a grounded person. Do you meditate? Yeah. I see you easily come out of your body, but make sure that you're fully back in. Because I know I meditate all the time, and sometimes I have to pull myself down, like, okay, and I have to go touch earth or something to keep myself down, because I meditate so much that I tend to just float out easy. Another question right here.
Just my best. High is good.
Okay. And you have Archangel Raphael energy all around you.
Okay.
Yes. Archangel Raphael and Archangel Zachiel. So you might want to read about those angels because they're always with you. You don't even have to call upon them. But we're going to ask Archangel Michael what the message is. And I'm sorry, may I have your first
name? Ananda.
Beautiful name. Energy healing. Do you practice Reiki?
Yeah.
So this is just commending you for your energy work.
Okay.
Higher message. Ascended Masters. Do you work with Ascended Masters?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very linked. I see Buddha. I see Ganesha. They give you at about 3 to 3:30 a.m. is what I'm hearing. They're giving me that time. Is one of them places a message within you. You could be sleeping. But just start waking up in the morning, and what is that first message they have? Because they just want you to be aware of the message to start your day from them. Okay. But good work with the energy healing, because they said you bring a lot of healing. A lot of healing, and that's awesome. More healing, and there's all healers in this room here. Any other questions? Yes. Hi.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Trina. whatever message is most needed at this time.
And probably because we've been linked before, turning point messages. You've now turned. You've turned that. And only joy awaits you. And I'm going to pull a card for you, but boy,
when I say boy, it's because they're da 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 da. I'm like, okay, one message for Kaylee. Okay, got everybody talking here, right here. Use your imagination and you'll see the answer. I'm going to go a little higher. You're given such strong guidance and you're really starting to trust that guidance now is the difference. And you stand in that power now where before you'd like, well, you have it. You have it in you. You receive it easy and effortlessly. Trust in it. And now it's time to start giving messages to others. It's time for you. You've been booted. Booted out of the nest. Any other questions? Yes.
My name is Carl.
Hi, Carl.
My question is, my next step.
Your next step.
The resources for my next step.
The sources for your next step. Actually, he has two cards for you. The first one is write about your thoughts and feelings, all those guided thoughts that you get. Put them on paper because and trust in them. Because you also receive really strong messages and you listen. But sometimes you place a little self-doubt in those messages and don't, because you're very powerful. You have gold energy around you, and gold energy is, when I see gold energy around somebody, it's just really godlike energy that comes down, and it's manifesting energy. And when you write down what you want and you really see it, you bring it to yourself, and it's like whatever you really feel in your heart when you're linked to that energy of what you want to do, it's easy accomplished for you. You walk right towards it. And the second message is go forward fearlessly. I see you helping others. I see you guided to do big things helping others. Going places, traveling. I see you traveling somewhere, not really close. Does that make sense to you? Traveling. There's a lot of guided energy going with you. And if there's any seeming obstacles that get in your way, ask Ganesh or Ganesh, some, depending on how you choose to call her. Always with you, to remove those big obstacles. There's really not too much that you can't accomplish. You've got that energy. It's that golden energy that just swirls around you. And I've seen it before when I've been here with that energy around you. Do you understand that question?
I think I do. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes, I'll take your question and one more.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was the person who had lost everything, because I've just met. So, whatever.
Let me ask. What's your first name?
Despina.
Despina? Mm-hmm. Three losses. And yes. It seems like on the outside is what I'm hearing from the angels, and I have like three angels giving you messages. And let me get Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Raziel. I just seen colors all over until I finally just see it. And your colors of Raziel is Raziel brings the rainbow colors, which is so important that we have rainbow colors around us, because it's all the beautiful colors that our body needs of the chakra, is those beautiful rainbow colors. Your rainbow colors of what I see with Raziel is more like the red is more pink, like the orange is more, it's a little bit different colors than just the bright rainbow. So any of those colors that you see, you know, as you go through the chakras, trust in those. Because what I'm hearing is you still have some healing with your heart, but you have to continue to be gentle with yourself, because you tend to, on the outside, say, I'm fine. And in the inside, you're not feeling so fine. But instead of just saying, yes, I could use a person to talk to, or yes, I could use this assistance, it's the ego getting in the way. And in the times that I've been here before, I always say that I was told ego stands for Wayne Dyer, which is awesome. I love him. It's edging God out. So when you allow your ego to be up in front, you're just like, no, I can do it, you know. And if you remove ego and then move the mask and just say, I do need this. Because you have some healing to go yet, mm-hmm. and you've been through a lot. Really keep that Mother Mary energy, our Kuan Yin, wherever there's, you know, in every country there's a powerful female goddess energy, and any of those that you work with is appropriate. But you really should breathe in some pink energy of Kuan Yin and just keep that surrounding your heart. Pink quartz, or to hold one or carry one. Do you use any angel cards at this time?
Not at this time. I have fairy and goddess, but I've given this.
A good one for you to use is that pink one at the end. It's archangels. Mm-hmm. Is a real good one. And just start out each day and just pull one card. And just let that one card, that message, carry throughout the day. These cards are very powerful. Archangel Michael, he tends to be the angel that has powerful messages for you that might not just be just for today. There's some daily guidance cards, I believe the purple and gold, that is good just for a daily message with angels. Angels are really, 2011, the angels are here just so easy and effortlessly to help us heal, to help with everyday issues. And they want to assist, but they ask that you allow. Ask, allow, because remember, it's that free will. They will just stay there and just say, here I am, but do you want to ask for some assistance? So just remember, you know, that all you have to do is just, yes, I need your help, you know. And even if you don't remember which angel, which one to ask for, just ask, I need the angel of healing, I need the angel of joy, I need the angel of abundance. And that appropriate angel come. You don't have to know all the names. But a good basic one for linking with Archangel is the Archangel one, the pink one again. It's a real good one. Or the Angels 101 book is really good just to kind of open the book to whatever page in the morning, you know, if you're drinking tea or coffee, for those that drink coffee. we'll say tea. to read that message for the day, but not just read it. Really breathe it in and live it that day. Live that message. I just want to say that Buddha is around you. I'm sorry. Oh, what's your name?
James.
Buddha.
Losing his voice. Oh, there it comes.
Buddha is very much with you. And do you do any chanting?
Sing.
You sing, that's wonderful. I'm almost hearing like a hum, a real deep, that instead of it coming from here, that it's just, you allow it to come from here. And whatever that is, if it's a hum, if it's a... however that comes through you, allow it. And what it'll do is it'll just really start the messages, even receiving more messages than you do. But you have a lot of Buddha-like energy right around you and Buddha right behind you. Yes. Okay. So... for you. The one that sits without asking a question. Can I give you a message?
Sure.
Wow, this card keeps coming and surfacing over and over and over, and it's about life path. Go forward fearlessly. It's for all of us healers that if we go back, and this pertains to everybody here, before when we used to doubt and judge ourselves and just not feel like we're walking in our power, to know we're here for a reason. It's 2011. We're healers. There's nothing stopping us from moving forward except ourselves. Really breathe that in and know that we're all here for the same purpose, is going forward and helping to heal this earth at this time, the planet, the universe, people, animals. Everybody right now is so open. And by 2013, you will see what a big shift from 2011. I've been waiting for 2011 for so long. And the energy just comes down so easy. By 2013, those that are not on path of whatever that fits you, and we'll all be different, but we're all the same. So if it is angels, if it's a native path, if it's Buddhist, if it's whatever your path is just divine. Just trust in it. Trust in your messages. If it's angels, or if you work with ascended masters or God or through prayer. And to remember that prayer is not just reciting a verse, it's just having your conversation with God and the angels, and they listen, they want to hear. And when you ask, they are more than happy to be there for each and every one of us. I am just honored to be here, all the beautiful healers that are here tonight, and honored to be here in this beautiful, beautiful place. And for those that are new that I get to meet tonight, I once a year have a healing retreat with Grandmother Ocean. It's coming in October. Anna will be handing out flyers for those that would like them. I have 3 spots available, but it's going to be a full healing with Grandmother Ocean, where we take you to the ocean. And we do a whole ceremony of the native way of releasing what no longer serves you. Hurt, depression is a big one for a lot, but depression is a gift. Depression is only knocking at your door, just saying there's something that you need to go within and slow down and see and heal to move forward. That's all it is. It's not meant for us to go and take pills, and all these commercials for all these depression pills are just insane. It's just for us to go in, clear what no longer serves us, and move forward fearlessly. So anybody that would like information on that retreat, it's there, my business card. And then also, if you would like to leave your email with Anna, where we'll send you out all the events that are coming up and everything. I'm hearing that there's one person here that just wants to ask a question, and I'm going to give you the opportunity. Who are you? I think it's both of you, because the energy is like going straight. Okay. May I have your name?
Darlene. And I just want to know what's most...
a message most needed for you at this time, darling? Okay.
the joy within your heart. Archangel Michael would like to tell you, this one is decide to be happy now. That energy, and you both have that pink color on, and that happy, inner, joyful, Kuan Yin, pink, Mother Mary, the energy that you have on, is, it's your biggest medicine, as well as hers, and as well as that, and what Archangel Michael is saying, that when you decide, instead of saying, gosh, I will be happy when this takes place, when you're happy right now, and I don't, you know, they use the word happy on this. I like to use the word joy and bliss, because it goes right to the heart chakra. Joy does. And I'm hearing that joy within you. Do you listen to music on a daily basis? That's really good, because that really, your heart really wants to hear that. But it's just kind of nice, calming, soothing energy. And three angels talking at the same time, so I'm asking them just to slow down a little bit. Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Jeremiah. Jeremiah is really strong with you right now. There's a strong healing light moving towards you. Just walk through it, and it's the healing light is really strong on a mental level. Do you receive Reiki?
No.
Might want to read about that.
Okay.
R-E-I-K-I.
Mm-hmm.
Read about that, because there's something, there's a message in there for you of Reiki. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a question I want to bring to voice, because I feel like asking the question out loud is answering it. So I just wanted to
absolutely
bring it to voice. And that is, have I learned yet how to stop keeping that which is trying to find me from finding me? Or have I learned yet how to allow that finding to take place?
I'm sorry. I just heard so loud the song Amazing Grace playing so loud around you as you're saying that. And you know that saying, I was once lost, but now I'm found. And the reason being is that question is coming forward, is you live three lifetimes right in a row, never accomplishing what you were looking for. And this lifetime, you got to know that energy is not meant for you right now, because you are, and you are there. You are there. Feel that peace, and more will come. More peace will come. Very powerful here where you are. Don't doubt yourself. Okay, I'm going to give a little prayer with the angels. Mother and Father God and all the beautiful angels that surround and protect each and every person that's here, I give gratitude. The angels surround you. Gratitude for the beautiful beings of light that you are. Gratitude for you being here. Gratitude for me coming and to be able to see and meet and give angel messages, which is so dear to my heart. I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to surround you with love and light and joy and happiness from the angels. I would like to ask you to open your hearts up and receive all healing that's available to you now, not tomorrow, not the next day, right now. I ask that you continue to heal those hearts, so then you'll be ready to reach out your hands and assist with the assistance of the angels to help others to accomplish what you have accomplished in this lifetime. I give thanks. in the highest good, O. And O in my language is amen, O. And I thank you. I'm honored to be here tonight. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming out tonight, but I especially want to thank Trina. It was wonderful.
Thank you
so much. And I want to remind you all that there is a donation bowl over there by Jim on the counter there. We encourage you to contribute to it because we share the contents with our speakers to further their work and also use the other half to support this space and its maintenance. Also, I'll point out, of course, that there are many angel resources over there on the table that we were hearing about from Doreen and others, I think.
Yes.
Thank you again for coming tonight, and thank you so much.
And if anybody has a question on what is most needed for you, or if you have a question on a book from Doreen that I have been certified to do any of her classes or have answer any questions, please feel free, and I can give you that guidance. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very, very much a fairy.